From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. New Brazilian President Michel Temer has appealed for unity following a Senate vote that impeached and removed his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, for violating budgetary rules during her 2014 re-election.
Assumo a presidência do Brasil após decisão.
Mr. Temer, in a national address, said he assumes office after a transparent and democratic decision by the National Congress. It's a moment of hope, he said, to retake confidence in Brazil. Latin American analyst Mark Jones of Rice University said the new leader faces a host of challenges, including a deep recession.
First, the Brazilian economy is deep in the doldrums. Second, many on the left believe that this was an undemocratic pseudo-coup and are unlikely to accept Temer as the country's legitimate president, engaging in protests and generally trying to obstruct his government's process.
Jones said Mr. Temer, who is to remain in office until the 2018 election, himself, along with much of the cabinet, is a target of corruption investigations. Mr. Temer said his priority is to fix the country's economy, attract foreign investment, reduce unemployment, and begin reform of the pension system. Ms. Rousseff called the 61-20 Senate vote Wednesday a parliamentary coup and maintained her innocence. In Gabon, at least two people were killed, several injured, as security forces stormed opposition headquarters after incumbent President Ali Bongo was declared winner Wednesday and delayed official results from Saturday's election. Clashes between opposition supporters and police erupted in the capital, Libreville, after the announcement. Parliament building was set on fire. Opposition presidential candidate Jean Ping, a veteran African diplomat, insists he won the election. Mr. Bongo declared a winner, receiving just about less than 50% of the vote. This is VOA News. The United States has discounted Russia's claim it carried out the airstrike in Syria Tuesday that killed an Islamic State spokesman and chief strategist. Peter Cook is a defense spokesman at the Pentagon.
Russia, as you know, has spent most of its time, its military campaign, supporting and propping up the Assad regime. It has not devoted much, if any, effort that we're aware of targeting ISIL's leadership.
Cook said U.S. officials continue to assess results of Tuesday's airstrike that targeted Abu Mohammed al-Adnani. Russia's defense ministry said its warplanes killed dozens of IS militants, including Adnani, during a bombing raid near Aleppo province. The United States has criticized Israel for plans to accelerate the building of settlements in the occupied West Bank. A White House spokesman said this significant expansion of settlement activity poses a serious and growing threat to the viability of a two-state solution. U.S. spokesman John Kirby referenced a report issued by the Mideast Diplomatic Quartet of Nations earlier this year.
So far this year, Israel has promoted plans for over 2,500 units, including over 700 units retroactively approved in the West Bank. We are particularly troubled by the policy of retroactively approving unauthorized settlement units and outposts that are themselves illegal under Israeli law.
An Israeli government spokesman said Jews have lived in the area for centuries. Their presence is no obstacle to peace. In Yemen, the rebel-held state news agency said the Saudi-led coalition struck a house in the northern city of Sa'ada early Wednesday, killing at least 16 civilians. There was no immediate reaction from the coalition. The Saudis have targeted Houthi rebels from the Yemeni capital Sana'a north in a mostly air campaign that began in March of last year. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump delivered a major address on illegal immigration Wednesday at a campaign rally before thousands of supporters in Arizona. The speech came after he held what he called straightforward talks in Mexico with President Enrique Peña Nieto, where the flow of illegal immigrants has become a major U.S. campaign issue.
Under a Trump administration, it's called America First. Remember that. To choose immigrants based on merit, skill, and proficiency. Doesn't that sound nice?
Earlier in Mexico City, Trump said he loves the U.S., wants to make sure the American people are protected. Nigeria acknowledged Wednesday its economy is now in recession after announcing it contracted more than 2% in the second quarter. It declined a fraction of a percent in the first quarter. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.